Welcome to the Jones Zone, a podcast by Daryl and JJ Jones, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. Your host, Daryl Jones, a top Orange County real estate agent, has been supporting homeowners for over 30 years. He is here to share his tips and advice, as well as insights from industry experts, to help you take your real estate game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Daryl Jones.
Hello, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Jones Show. I'm your host, Daryl Jones, and today we have a guest who is about to take us on a journey from the bustling landscapes of California to the wide open spaces of Wyoming. Our guest, Lisa Bennett, has an inspiring tale to share. She made the bold move from the sun-soaked beaches and fast-paced lifestyle of California to the rugged beauty of Wyoming. So today we'll be uncovering the reasons behind her decision to leave California and behind the incredible adventure that awaited her in Wyoming. From the allure of breathtaking landscapes to the challenges and adjustments that come from relocation, Lisa's journey is bound to be a wealth of information for anyone considering a similar transition. So without further ado, let's welcome Lisa to the show, embark on a fascinating exploration of her real estate journey from California to Wyoming. Welcome, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa, for joining.
Thank you, Daryl. It's good to see you again.
Oh, it's great to see you. So, you know, as you know, this is just a series of questions for people who are considering moving away from California to, in this case, Wyoming. So tell us about your personal journey from California to Wyoming. Why did you choose Wyoming?
Well, kind of Wyoming chose us a little bit. And I think ever since I was a little kid, I always wanted to be somewhere wide open, could have horses. And it just kind of weird how it comes back around, because when I was in first grade, I actually wrote something, says, where do you want to live? And for some reason I had put Wyoming. So I'm not sure how that all plays out, but now we're in Wyoming. We looked a lot. We actually made the move in 2014. We had started looking in 2012, and we looked at a variety of states. My husband doesn't like the heat or super hot like desert. So we were kind of limited to, we kind of looked at Utah. We looked at Colorado. We drove up from Colorado on a Friday night thinking it was going to be a ton of traffic getting up to Wyoming. It was crazy. There was like, it's a two lane. The I-25 is two lanes and going north straight up from Denver. And we thought Friday night, oh gosh, because we're so used to California traffic.
Right.
So we're driving up and it's like, son of a gun. We just made it to Cheyenne in a record amount of time. Got checked in. We kind of hung around Cheyenne for a little bit. And we were supposed to go up to Casper and then chose not to because the feel of Cheyenne just spoke to us. And then it took us a good year and a half to before we wanted something on some land. Took us a while to find that. And when we finally did, we bought in 2013, kind of did a long distance gut job with a couple local contractors. We'd come out and help them out and then they would do what we wanted it to do. And we moved out in November of 14. And anybody now who, if you're ever thinking of making a move, our realtor in Wyoming did not tell us that it snows a lot in November in Wyoming. And so first time driving from California first time for me really driving in the snow. My husband's used to it. When we finally sold our house in Norco, California, Portatown, USA, we made the drive. And like I said, I would never recommend moving in November. We hit a major snowstorm coming out of Utah into Evanston, Wyoming, which is at the far west side of the state. I was white knuckling it. I had one dog. My husband had a truck with a trailer and another dog, and we had radios. Thank goodness. He said, just don't do anything stupid. Don't jerk your wheel. Stay in my tracks. Okay. And we pulled into Evanston, Wyoming, which is, like I said, far west corner of the state. And it was like 2 a.m. I was scared to death because of all the snow coming sideways, and I'd never done that before. And we pulled in. We were like the only tracks on the road, and we got into our hotel, sacked out. And we finally made the final drive, but it was minus 20 when we arrived at our new house in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that was minus 20, probably felt like minus 40. So that was our welcome to Wyoming. California, we both retired. I'm a retired school teacher and school principal from Ontario, California. And my husband's a retired Los Angeles County Sheriff Sergeant. After 35 years, we both were done. We knew we would leave California, even though beautiful state. I do miss the weather. I miss the beaches. I don't miss the traffic. I don't miss the nonstop pace. And that's, you know, so Wyoming kind of picked us as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, it's funny. I'll give Lisa some questions just so she's totally not shocked. What's the capital of Wyoming?
Cheyenne, Wyoming. That's where
Cheyenne's.
It's in the lower, it's straight up from Denver. So if you're ever looking at weather maps or when they're talking about the weather on TV, Denver, we are straight north of Denver. So we're in kind of the lower southeastern part of the state.
Okay. And so Wyoming's surrounded by Colorado, Montana, Idaho.
We touch Idaho, Montana, Utah on the west side, Nebraska, and South Dakota on the east side, and then Colorado is directly south.
Okay. All right. So have you noticed, have there been a lot of Californians moving to Wyoming? Have you noticed that? Or
once people realize that it's okay to say you're from California, there are more Californian people here. It took us about a year to 2 years before we would actually really, we always kind of went, nah, we're from California. Because they always say, don't California or Wyoming. And So, I mean, there's less than 600,000 people in the whole state. We're about 580,000, 585 for the whole state. And it is very much a red state. There's some change. There's some parts of it that are not as red as they used to be. But there are more people coming. As a realtor, I'm seeing many more cash offers on houses. Because I knew even when we sold in California, we did okay on our California property. But it definitely helped when we moved here.
Yeah, the beauty of leaving California and going to a different state is you can give your kind of pick of the litter because of the money you get from your California house.
Absolutely.
All right. So how does Wyoming real estate landscape differ from that of California? Are there any key elements potential home buyers should take into consideration other than the moving? You don't want to move in November or December. Yeah, don't move during the winter. Any other kind of advice that you can give to a Californian?
Well, I think it's really do the research, really spend some time. Because even though my husband and I, we would fly out almost once a month or once every other month and a half to come and look at properties. And so we kind of got a good feel for it, we thought. I think the weather is kind of a surprise. I knew it would be cold. My husband was worried about that. I knew it would be cold. Long underwear during the winter is kind of part of your uniform. It's whatever you wear to stay warm. But I think we were both surprised by how much wind we get. It's not, the snow's not bad or the wind's not bad, but when you put them together, it kind of gets miserable. And we like to be outside, but sometimes with the way the winds are blowing, I mean, we're talking, you know, it's not, sometimes it's just 20 miles an hour, but other times we're having typical 40, 50, 60 mile an hour winds during the day. And so it makes it sometimes hard if we want to take the horses out or we want to just be outside walking. It's tough. Go ahead.
Is there like a wind season? Is there sometime there's windier than others or it can happen anytime?
It can happen anytime. We've been close to a couple tornadoes, but I mean, there's nights and sometimes where we've had the wind, especially during the wind fall, moving into winter, we've got 60, 70, sometimes 80 mile an hour winds. And so we have special roofs on our house. They're all like class 4, class 5 roofs, things that I never had to think about in California.
Right.
So it's, I think the weather is a key, but there's a lot to do in the area. And even if you sometimes go down to Colorado or travel up northern, you know, Wyoming, there's a lot to do. It's just sometimes like we kind of look at it and go, okay, we may be able to get somewhere, but will we be able to get home in a week if the weather starts to snow and ice up?
Let's talk about that. Well, so you said there's a lot to do. Tell us a little bit of what you guys like to do.
We have our couple horses. We probably don't ride near as much as we used to when we were in California. But there's that. There's fishing. We've got some, by Cheyenne, we've got a nice set of lakes that are about maybe 20 minutes west. And they're pretty much open all the time. And if you also do mountain biking, we don't, but mountain biking or like hiking, there's a ton to do even around Cheyenne. If you go a little further west, we have, you know, Medicine Bow, we have the big mountains. There's ski slopes. If you head north, I mean, we have little towns, little itty bitty towns, like Chugwater and Wheatland, which are kind of drive-by towns. They're fun, and there's a really good chocolate malt place, soda fountain in Chugwater. But it's like, keep on going. You hit Casper, you head up north, and you can end up in Jackson or Cody. Jackson, we have not made it up to Jackson, but it's also a very well-known. There's a lot of folks that have moved there. A lot of actors and stuff live up in that area.
Are there any particular areas that seem to be very popular with people from out of state moving to?
Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
The Grand Tetons, probably Jackson. Otherwise, it's kind of like we've got a lot of skiing that happens in Colorado because there's Aspen and Colorado Springs, all that. But we do have skiing here, but we don't ski anymore. Kind of, we're at that age where we just don't.
Yeah, no, same here. So what? How's the cost of living Wyoming compared to California?
Oh my goodness, we love it here for that. There's no state income tax, no corporate tax. Property taxes are lower than California. They've gone up though, but the house values have gone up, and that's one of the reasons our property taxes have jumped. Those whole years of COVID, 2020, 2021, even 2022, housing prices skyrocketed from 2019 over those next 2 to 3 years. And people here are feeling it because our property taxes have gone up. Percentage really hasn't changed, but the value of the homes has.
On that note, percentage, for example, California is basically one, or where I'm in Orange County mostly, is 1.1%. What, give or take, and what's the percentage of taxes?
Right, property about, tax? Right about 0.6%.
Oh, 0.6?
0.5 or 0.6.5. Yeah, it's not high.
That's very low.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Yellowstone. What other I guess you mentioned some nice iconic parts of Wyoming. Yellowstone, of course, is probably the most, the biggest attraction, I guess you could say. And the Grand Tetons.
Right? I mean, it's like I said, we don't have a ton of people here. So, I mean, it's beautiful up north. We're definitely a lot of plains, wild grass. I don't know how to describe that. But as you get north, you got more of the mountains. You have more of the green. I mean, we've been really super green. We had a ton of rain last year, so we were super green this past year. Pastures are great. But with only, you know, there's no real, I mean, Cheyenne's the biggest town, and we're like a little over 60,000 people.
Wow. So some people that like the outdoors, Wyoming's the place for them, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And you got to be used, again, the weather is a key factor.
How far are you from the closest airport to fly? Let's say you were wanting to fly back to California. What would you do? Walk us through that.
Basically 2 hours. We drive down to Denver International. And that's we have a small regional airport in Cheyenne, but it only has private planes that come in. We're also an Air Force. We also have, you know, the National Guard, and we are Air Force here. We have Warren Air Force Base. But so we have a lot of military flying in and out. But our little airport, they just finished redoing it again. We have, I think it's United Airlines has one of their kind of little jets that will pick up in the morning, drive you or fly you down to Denver. It's about a 20 minute, by the time you get down there, it's only about 20, 25 minutes. But the flight times are either super early in the morning or super different. They change in the afternoon. So trying to find connecting flights makes it a little tough. But otherwise, we just drive straight down the I-25 to Denver.
A two-hour drive to Denver, and then the flight from Denver to California is what? A little over two hours. Okay.
Yeah, about 2.5 hours. Not bad.
What about if anybody wanted to drive to California? What's the drive from?
Let's see. I'm trying to think because my husband, we've only driven it a few times when we were first looking, but we usually would stop in Utah. I want to say 18 to 24 hours, but I could be way off on that because I haven't done it in a while, but I know it's usually we would stop in Utah. And then make the drive from Utah through Vegas and then, you know, 15 heading into California.
Now, what type of homes do you have? Are there, for example, California, we've got everything. We just had some condo living built up. Like in Long Beach, they have these apartments like Manhattan, you'd see. But we're getting a little bit of that. And of course, we have condo complex and housing tracks. Do you have any major, for example, are there any new housing tracts being built, to the best of your knowledge, right now in Wyoming that you're aware of?
Well, at least in our Cheyenne area. I mean, I work Laramie County, so we go all the way to the eastern border, and then we go up towards Laramie, which is out the I-80, which goes all the way across Wyoming. We do have, in Cheyenne, we have had a lot of housing starts. Builders are still building there, but the houses are sitting longer. We've got a new development just south of Cheyenne. It's between Cheyenne and the border to Colorado, let's put it that way. And I forget how many thousands of houses it's going to be. It's going to be a huge development. They're basically, probably they're starting prices now on just single family homes, and they're running anywhere from probably in the mid 400,000 all the way up. I showed a house over there that was about, she was in the $700,000 range. My clients just went under contract. They're getting the basement finished on their house. So they're at 550 and it's probably just under, it's probably about 3,500 square feet.
So for 550,000, you've got a 3,500 square foot newer house, single story, two story?
Single story with a basement. So it's ranch
with a basement. And then how big a lot does that have?
That is probably less than a quarter. It's about a third of an acre at the most.
Okay, maybe around
a quarter of an acre. So
14,000-15,000 square foot lot, which is maybe small in Wyoming, but pretty huge compared to California.
And depending on, I mean, they just happen to pick a bigger lot, but they do have the ones that are the typical 7,000 to 7,500 square foot lots as well.
Okay. And then do you have condos? Are there condo complexes?
Not so much condos. Most of the condo complexes we have in our area are very old. And to give you an idea, I just sold one to a veteran, never thought he'd own a house. First time home buyer. He's in his 50s. And we just got him into a one bedroom, one bath, has a nice kitchen, bathroom, laundry, all that good stuff. And we got in there at $182,000, which is one of the lowest price points that we have here, unless you're looking at manufactured. Now he's got an HOA that's over $300 a month, but that covers quite a bit. So, but that's a two-story condo complex. It's basically a fourplex. We do have a lot more townhomes and twin homes being built. And we have a lot of new builds on the twin homes. That seems to be a popular, because we're struggling for affordable housing. Never thought we'd be saying that in Cheyenne, because when I first started, we were selling a lot in the $100,000, $200,000 range. Now our average, I kind of looked up some numbers, for 2023, the average list price on just a city residential home within city limits was about $380,000. And rural residential, anything outside city limits, it's usually on at least an acre, if not more. They're running anywhere. They're pushing the $600,000 average now. So prices have definitely gone up. So the twin homes and the townhouses are helping some of the first-time home buyers, or, it's more affordable. But that's, our city council has been struggling with that, and so has the county.
What's the most common? Is most places have 1 acre, 2 acres, 5 acres. 10 acres. I know my father-in-law is from Casper, Wyoming. Okay. And I think in their family, it's actually his grandfather or someone, great-grandfather had, what's it called? You a homesteaded, or when you go there and you mark it off back in the 1800s. And I think they've got thousands, tens of thousands of acres. Are there a lot of ranches there that are just enormous?
Yes, we do have quite a few. In fact, but here's the thing with the county now, it's everything in the county is basically on a well and septic. And so their minimum average lot size has to be 5 acres. So you may have some that are 4.7, or you may have some that are 5.3. That's the minimum. And we are north, if you look north of Cheyenne, we are building like crazy. Now we're north of Cheyenne, probably about 15 minutes straight up the I-25 to where we live. And we're on almost 40 acres. In our little area is all, 40.
Nice.
And we bought that in 2016 because we already had moved from our first house. But there's a lot at the 5 acres. And in our area, they're going anywhere from 650 to 850,000. And that's basically a pretty nice size house. I mean, it's probably going to be 4,000 or 5,000 square feet with an unfinished basement. So the main floor, say 2,000 square feet, and then an unfinished basement.
You know, it's funny.
We pay that kind of money.
There's not too many basements in California, so it's kind of foreign to me. It just occurred to me, what's the difference between a finished and unfinished basement? Maybe I'm being kind of lame right now, but does that just mean carpet, paint? What's the difference between finished and unfinished basement?
So an unfinished basement is basically just the concrete foundation. You got concrete base and concrete walls. There's no insulation, no anything. And so to have it finished, like for example, my couple that's just bought a house, the list price was $495 with an unfinished basement. They paid $550, so the basement finish is costing them between $50,000 and $60,000 to get. And that's everything. That's all the plumbing, electrical, heating, carpet, floor, any kind of flooring, all the insulation on the walls, framing the walls, drywall, everything. So it's like almost a whole. It would be in California, it'd be a whole second living space.
I would have thought intuitively, and I'm obviously wrong, that you don't even need insulation because you're in the ground. But again, that's my naivete on basements being
California. They stay really cool in the basement. Even our basement, which we had finished back in 2017 and 18, it's still what I, that's where it's, my home office is down there. That's there. It stays very cool down there.
And when you say
when it's fully insulated
plumbing and everything, obviously there's the plumbing is a certain amount of the plumbing leading up to the property is already up to the basement is already done. When you say plumbing, you're talking about adding a sink, adding a faucet, adding a shower head.
Yep. Add a bathroom, full bath, everything. Yep.
It's plumbed for it, but you have to get physically go put the toilet in there.
Uh-huh. And they're not always plumbed for it. Like this house, there's plumbing in the house for the main floor, right. But then you have to run all the lines, whether it's electrical plumbing and some of the heating ducting, you have to run all that in the basement as well. So, I mean, when they say unfinished, it's unfinished, but they have percentages. So this one was probably maybe 20% finished. They had some of the things in it, but right now they just finished framing it. All the electrical's in. They got the city inspection on that. The plumbing's in. They just finished the insulation. They're doing the drywall, I think, this week.
Wow. So yeah, probably not a lot of bathrooms. Well, whatever. That has to do with gravity. Let me ask you this. So the weather you talked about, it gets pretty darn cold and you're pretty darn windy. What about critters? Do you have mosquitoes, snakes, scorpions, turtles? I had one that had wild turkeys or something. But anyway, how's Wyoming full of critters? Anything?
Critter-wise, I mean, we don't miss mosquitoes. Every once in a while, if we start having a little bit of warmth during the summer, when it's maybe 70, we'll get some 80s. Maybe we'll have some mosquitoes. It's a rarity. It's freaking cold most of the time. It's cooler. It's too cool for mosquitoes, it almost seems like. We don't have to worry really about scorpions, at least not in our area. I don't think we've seen a snake. We haven't, unless you're up in the, you know, hiking, you'll see probably snakes and things. But other than that, I mean, we have antelope that'll cross our property. We've had herds of about 50 or 60 antelope just running across our land and chewing on things, but that's fine. It wasn't hunting season, so we couldn't hunt them at that point.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, what about industry? You mentioned the military, and I think if I remember correctly, there's a lot of oil and gas.
A lot of minerals.
Yeah, what's the main industry in Wyoming?
It's always been mineral, but with everything that's going on, you know, and about being carbon neutral and all this stuff, I won't get too much into that, how I feel, but there's, you know, we're basically coal-based. Our electricity still is coal. We have a lot of, so still minerals. It's just not like it was. We have had the tech companies. Microsoft just opened a huge base here, and I think they're doing two more buildings. We've got a lot of technology companies coming in because of the cooler weather. And I'm not a techie, right. But everything that they need needs to be kept cool. So it's much easier to keep things cooler here. So in fact, one of my clients just got hired by Microsoft. He's in his dream job and he's like in his 30s and just as thrilled. So.
Oh, nice low cost housing and Microsoft of all
people. And Microsoft's coming in. I can't think of some of the other names, but there's a few more technology companies that are getting ready to build. Tons of military. We do have a lot of military here. They're in and out and there's a lot of, they change out, you know, every 2 to 3 years, they're getting moved around. So we have, and a lot of them will buy, which is great, but then they have to sell in 2 years. And it sometimes that's easy and sometimes it's not. But definitely a military town. A lot of the Western, we have Cheyenne Frontier Days in July, which is, it's like everybody and their brother is here during those times. And it's like our population probably doubles and triples during that time. That's our big, for Cheyenne, it's a big money maker.
All right. So now, there's not any sports teams in Wyoming.
No, correct? We don't have, no. It's like, you know, Denver Broncos, or we have the Rockies baseball team, or there's some hockey teams. We've got a little, I think we have a minor league hockey team, but don't hold me to that. But we don't have any sports teams, nothing major.
And what about, what's the big school? What are the big colleges in Wyoming?
University of Wyoming up in Laramie.
Okay.
In fact, I'm wearing one of their shirts. 1886, they were started. They were actually before even Wyoming became a state. And they've been there for a long time. And that, I mean, we are all big Wyoming fans, and we just, it's kind of we're college folks here, I guess it is. That's our team. In fact, Josh Allen from the Denver, from Buffalo Bills, who just got beat out by Kansas City a couple of weeks ago, he was the quarterback up at University of Wyoming.
Oh,
so he's kind of like one of our big claim to fame. So we've got a few others that are in the pros, but he is like the guy.
All right. Now, speaking of schools, what about public schools? Is it for, you know, those that have kids, pretty good school system there?
Throughout Wyoming, the school system is pretty good. I was doing a little bit more research on that as well. We are Laramie County School District 1, and the schools have been doing really well. They're now hiring a new superintendent. They're in the middle of that process right now, but I've heard really good things about the schools. There's a couple smaller school districts that are a little bit east of us out in Laramie County School District 2, which is really tiny. I think it's like one small high school and one little, they're real small, but right. Hear such good things about it. And people I talk to really enjoy it. And Burns is east of town. It's just a small little rural town. And
well, it's smaller school districts are actually probably better. I know it's funny because we talked about in our area and people, for example, in Brea, when there's just one high school, it creates a more of a community feel opposed to being four high schools in one particular city.
Absolutely. See, we have three high schools plus a continuation high school in just our Laramie County School District.
All right. What about restaurant? What do you got there in Wyoming to eat? Is it just all steak and baked potatoes, or we got Mexican food, Chinese food, everything?
We have a variety. There is a variety of food places. I saw your question. We do not have an In-N-Out. Closest one is in southern part of Colorado, and they were pretty excited when they got one. I don't know if we'll ever. I miss Jack in the Box because I miss the 24-hour. You can go out and do it. But we do have, there's obviously the steak places. We have quite a few places that are, we have the Mexican food. It is different than California's Mexican food. You know, I'm still a big fan of Anchos in California and Riverside. It's like our favorite place, but it's still good. We do, believe it or not, have a few sushi places. You know, and it's again, not quite California. We just don't have the fresh, you know, it's not like going out down to the beach and getting sushi in California. But it's still pretty good. There's some good places. So we have a variety. We have the fast food places as well. We've got a couple of really good Italian restaurants. We've got some that are opening up that have been really good. Then we have a place even called Poor Decisions, P-O-U-R, Decisions. And they've really done very well. And they've
all kinds Poor of Decisions. What is that, food or a bar?
Both.
Oh.
And it's both.
And that's what the poor comes to, P-O-U-R, poor. So pour a drink and here's your decisions.
And then you got to watch your decisions.
They're very creative in Wyoming. That's very nice.
We are. We have to be. We got to keep ourselves entertained.
Now, would anything rival, do you have anything that would rival In-N-Out? Or do you have a hamburger chain, just since we're on the topic, that is popular or no? Any Ma and Pa hamburger places? How does that?
The Ma and Pa, like even Poor Decisions has great burgers. There's a place called, it's off the I-80 heading east of us. It's called T-Joe's and they're well known for their steaks. We've got, we have like a Rib and Chop House, which again, their burgers are good. But I mean, I think we still have a Five Guys, that's not In-N-Out. Yeah. Like I said, you know, we have the typical McDonald's, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Taco Joe.
All right. So what sold you on Wyoming? What caused you to really choose like Wyoming?
Okay. First off, we've always liked the Western atmosphere. You know, we're from Norco, California, Horsetown, USA. I know you're familiar with that.
Sure.
I don't know if we could afford to move back into it. I was looking into Norco for grins and giggles, and it's like, we wouldn't be able to afford any of the houses that we had owned in Norco anymore. It's amazing. So on a side note, but we have always loved the Western lifestyle, and we like open space, and we don't like being on top of everybody else. And so that's one of the things that sold us. But when we drove into downtown Cheyenne back in 2012, and we walked over to the Capitol, and again, whole different atmosphere here. It took us a while to slow down because it is very easygoing here. Not as much maybe as it was 10 years ago, but still is. But we walked over to the Capitol building and we got kids opening doors for us. They, here you go. Well, thank you. And they went, yes, ma'am. And all that kind of thing. It's like, wow, that's kind of different than California. And then we went into the Capitol building. I mean, you could just walk right in. They had one security guard. We talked to him a little bit. And he says, well, you know, and we were kind of expecting, where's the metal detectors? You know, they're going to frisk us, like typical California, Sacramento. And it's like, no. He says, if the governor's over there, if he's in his office, go ahead and poke your head in the door. And it was
wow.
But Jeff and I looked, my husband and I looked at each other going, what the heck? Where are we? And we went and looked, and he wasn't there that day, but you can wander. At that time, we could wander all over. They've done a lot of remodeling, so it's a little bit stricter now. But people were friendly. I mean, and it wasn't the rush all the time. And it wasn't a two-hour drive to get from point A to point B or to go to work or any of that. So that was, the people were a huge selling point.
I hear that a lot. It seems like that way of life is just a lot calmer outside of California, I suppose. There's not as much stress and hustle and bustle, I guess you can say.
I agree. And we notice it when we fly out and go visit. Like, my mom is still there. My brother's still there. My brother went to school with you. So
yeah, Pat.
Yeah. And so, you know, we get there and it's like, then we start falling into that same thing because everybody's like driving, like, you know, you're on everybody's tail and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, in 3 days we get to go back home. You know, we kind of look at that and it's like, then we can breathe again. And so
on the note, because a lot of people who would be retiring there, how is the medical access?
We're pretty good. We do have our own medical center here. As we've been here longer, we've gotten to know more of the doctors. You know, I've got a good, great cardiologist, and I'm learning who are the ones to go to. And there are times though, where a lot of folks say, you know, Colorado's just right down the road. They do have sometimes more options in Colorado, but yet we still have our hospital. We have quite a few medical doctors, eye doctors. We have all of that. Maybe just not as much as you'd find easily in California. But right. We've had good luck with who we've worked with.
And then you said Colorado's Denver's 2 hours away?
About a 2-hour drive, depending on, they've got more traffic now because they're building like crazy in Colorado. And so sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but it's not a bad drive.
And take us through the seasons. It sounds as though winter time, you've got a lot of wind and a lot of cold. And then it starts kind of warming up, thawing out, I guess you could say, what, in March?
We wish.
Oh, really?
I mean, the joke here is like the weather could change every 15 minutes. You know, we could have sun, snow, rain, wind, and everything just in a 15, 20 minute period of time, just rotating through. We've been here, and I know when we were looking here, we actually had snow in June one of the times we were here. But most of the time, October, November, we start getting some of the snow flurries. December is up and down. We just came out of a pretty long, about a week long cold snap where it was at night minus 20, minus 30, you know, freezing. It felt like minus 50. So I was excited when we hit zero a couple of weeks ago. Today we were at 60 in January, which is really warm for us. But we're due for snow this weekend, rain and snow. There's no definitive thing with our weather because we've had a couple of years ago in March, we had a bad enough snowstorm where it shut all of Cheyenne and our whole area down for 3 days. So, I mean, where nobody was going anywhere. We couldn't even get out. I mean, we've got tractors and we've got skid steer. We got all the equipment. And my husband gets a little tired of having to be out there trying to dig us out. But we also got smart and got ourselves a generator. So we have a whole house generator. So if and when the power goes out, we're good. But it could be March, it could be April, we still have snow. It starts to, you know, but it tends to not be as bad sometimes, or the weather starts to just ease up a little bit and it kind of teases you with, ooh, look, we're going to have 60s again. And then again, we could have, the next day could be in the 20s.
If there's a hot month, you just like everywhere else or here in America?
July and August are our warmest, but also during July, like even during Cheyenne Frontier Days, we will start to get those summer storms where sometimes we get some hellacious hail. And I mean, we've had, gosh, I don't remember how many years ago now, 16, 17, we had a hail storm where we had softball size hail.
Wow.
And it just came through in a swath all the way through Cheyenne. And you could just see where it went because if you had skylights, they were destroyed. And that's why we don't see as many skylights out here anymore. We had roofs damaged. We had cars. They just looked like somebody took a baseball bat to them, but you could literally see where the hail went through the back windshield, side windows, front windshield. You see a lot of cars out here with all these little dimples. They look like golf balls, but that's where the hail was hit. Knock on wood, we've been pretty good over the past few years, but we've had it where we've had these huge storms come through Frontier Days, you know, and people are running for cover because not only is it pouring rain, but it's got hail coming. You know, so we kind of watch that too.
And there's special insurances. So for example, in California, you have the option of doing earthquake insurance if one wants. They require you to have fire insurance. Mm-hmm. Are there different types of insurances is there hail insurance?
They work that into the homeowner's insurance. It is worked in there, but they have raised the deductibles on that or the percentages that you have to pay first. They have raised that on that because like I said, there was a few years where things were so trashed. It was you know, houses damaged. And that was also when there was a bit of a shortage on some of the building materials. So people were just struggling a bit on some of the houses.
And on that note, is it pretty common? I would guess that it would be, but I guess I need to ask, for someone, let's say a California, to go and buy 10, 20, 40 acres and then just develop. Is that kind of the most common way of people moving into Wyoming, is buying some land and putting their own custom house? Or I don't know. What are your thoughts?
It's kind of there. It is that. But I think what's happening is some of the folks aren't trying to buy it's not so much as much land as they are. If they just want 5 acres, they can buy the land and work with a builder. And we've got a ton of builders out here that really specialize in 5 acre lots and developments. We have a gentleman bought a section. So he had 640 acres just west of where we live. And we weren't real happy with him. I mean, he's a nice enough guy. He happens to come from California and had a few bucks. And so he actually has his land it's probably like 5 minutes down the road from us. He actually got approved for 92 5-acre lots, but he's not building on it right now, because that means 92 more wells, 92 more septic systems, and water is a problem sometimes out here. And so that's something else people need to be aware of too. If you're looking to go rural, anything on some land, you need to make sure the water's good, the wells are good, because it costs $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 on a well to drill it and get it set up, depending on how deep they have to go. So we weren't real happy with him because our water kind of comes from that area. We've got all these aquifers. I've learned a lot lately about all this. And so water is a concern. And so people coming out here, you know, the 5-acre lots, that's what they're going to have. They're going to have a well and a septic. And so it all has to be done a certain way, but our county knows how to do all that. And we've got the people out here that do it as well. So
That's really good to know, because I know I had a client go to North Carolina and he was having a house built, and he did have a little bit of a challenge getting a builder. And I know during COVID in California, it was really hard to get contractors, but you're saying there, you've got a lot of nice choices for builders and contractors.
We do. And I've been in real estate longer now, I've learned a lot more about the builders. And, you know, there's ones that do kind of the larger houses, but now some of them, they're doing those twin homes we talked about earlier, just to get some affordable housing in. But yeah, it's the options out here are pretty much endless. You can go from one extreme to the other. You can get, like I said, there's still 35 and 40 acre parcels out there. There's ranches that come up for sale now and then. And again, you got to watch the zoning, because sometimes they won't allow. We had a development that I tried not to get involved too politically or in certain things. But they were trying to do a development just right at our off ramp, where, again, we're about 10, 15 minutes north of Cheyenne, where they were trying to fit 131 acre lots. Now, nothing in our area is less than 5, and most of them in the area they were trying to shove this in are all 40 acre parcels. And so none of us were happy about that. And I kind of sent out newsletters and stuff. Hey, they're going to the county commission, the planning commission. It was one of the largest planning commission meetings we've had. And it actually got turned down because they were also right along our I-25 and our off ramp. They wanted to do the truck washes, the hotels, and everything else. And we're just a rural area. There's other areas south of us where that would be a better fit, but they were trying to do industrial and everything else and just shoehorn it in. And they got
down. And you said it, don't California my Wyoming? Is that what the phrase is?
It has something to do with it. It's not the right, in the right area that would work. But you don't plop that in the middle of that. And kind of what got them, help get them kind of turned down on this, they were trying to do basically a community septic sewer kind of thing and community water. Well, the county doesn't allow that. If you're going to do anything that's kind of a community thing, it has to be hooked up to the city. Well, we're way too far north of the city. It wouldn't have made any sense cost-wise. You know, and these are how, and yeah, I don't know. It was just, it got turned down. It got a little heated at times, but we had more people. I mean, I just put out a newsletter and said, hey, just in case you're not paying attention, here's what's going on. Because I kind of found it when you start seeing in our area these yellow signs that, hey, that means something's going on with the county. There's going to be a development there. They're changing the zoning. And I noticed it by our mailboxes. And it's like, uh-oh. So I looked it up and I went, okay, this isn't good. And so,
yeah,
Yeah, there was a few other people that helped me get out the news, and we did. We all showed up at the county commission planning office, and it was like, first time, the guy even told me, one of the planning commissioners said, that's like the largest turnout we've ever had. I'm like, well, look at what they're trying to do.
The people are speaking.
Yeah. And we actually, we were surprised because, you know, county commissioners usually tend to go along with everything, but the planning, they turned it down. They said it was not right for that area.
Right. Oh, that makes sense. Now, what about the, for some reason, this just came to my mind, is Yellowstone, the show. Have you seen the show Yellowstone?
I've seen it. I haven't watched it. I haven't kept up with it, but yeah, I watched it.
I haven't either. I've seen it, but I mean, it's beautiful scenery. I was telling my wife, I said, gosh, this just, the scenery is so beautiful. But is that actual ranch? Is that in Wyoming or is that Yellow?
I think it's Montana.
Montana. Forgive my ignorance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I remember looking that up and they're saying, yeah, it's not exactly Yellowstone.
Close. All right. Well, that makes sense.
It is gorgeous up that way though. It is absolutely gorgeous there.
On Yellowstone, do you have bears where you're at? Bears? Are there bears?
Not in Cheyenne, but if you head up towards Laramie, which Laramie is about an hour drive west of us, you get up in the mountains over there. If you get up into Medicine Bow, they will find bears.
Okay.
Not and then what, as much as they do up north, but yeah.
What's the elevation of your Cheyenne?
Cheyenne, we are at the city itself is about 6,000 elevation. Where we are is about 6,200 feet.
Okay.
That is something else we learned as we moved here, because it's kind of like being up a big bear. You don't think about it, but it's like we're at the mountain kind of level and acclimating, because we went hiking a couple of times when we moved here, because the first house we bought, there was hills and stuff. Let's go climb. Let's go look. And we're up there. We're like, get halfway up. We're like, why can't we breathe? It's like, and then we realized the elevation. And now we've acclimated it to it, but still it's definitely a difference from sea level.
Well, that makes sense. So do you have I guess you've given some advice, anything that I've missed, anything that you think is important for anybody who's considering moving to Wyoming should know about, anything else? I mean, you've been pretty thorough.
I try, but it's a neat state. It probably isn't for everyone. I mean, we do have people that will buy here, and after the first winter, you see the house come up on the market because it's like, oh, this isn't exactly what we expected. But I think it is the key. It's a beautiful state. It's a small state. If you want some space and you want to just have kind of more of a laid back kind of life, like I said, no state income tax. They don't tax your retirement. They don't tax your Social Security. There's some real good benefits financially. It's just balancing that with what do you want to do when you're here?
Well, that makes sense. Well, I am so grateful for you doing this. We actually did this a couple months ago, and it was a technical difficulty that didn't make it work. So I appreciate you doing this again with me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're
so
very welcome. I'm honored to be part of this.
So this wraps up the episode of the Great Escape series. We want to express our sincere appreciation to Lisa for generously sharing her experiences and everything that she did and took for her to move from California. And you moved straight from, you were in California your whole life, right?
I'm born and raised. I'm also that Brea graduate.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And then, so I really appreciate you participating in this series. And anybody that has any questions, please, in fact, how would anybody that's considering moving to Wyoming get a hold of you? Would it be best to text or call you? Or?
Absolutely. They can text or call me. It's area code 307-757-6201.
Awesome.
Anything with we only have one area code here. It's 307.
I remember that. I remember 714 being almost the only one that was used here.
I remember that too.
We got 30 of them for whatever, or however many. All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. I really appreciate you participating in this and signing off from another episode of the Jones Zone. I'm Daryl Jones, and please subscribe to the channel and or watch some of our other great videos that we have. And again, thank you for watching. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Jones Zone, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. If you found this information and insights shared in today's episode valuable, be sure to head over to iTunes to rate the show, leave a review, and subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Remember, when it comes to real estate, knowledge is power. Stay informed and stay ahead of the game with us. I'll be back next week with even more expert advice and industry insights. Don't miss it. Thank you.